You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
This is Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it gonna take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. Today's top stories on Natural News. March against Monsanto taking place everywhere. Collecting rainwater now illegal in many states as big government claims ownership over your water. Dandelion, your medicinal powerhouse, go-to herb for spring cleaning. U.S. dairy industry petitions FDA to approve aspartame as hidden, unlabeled additive in milk, yogurt, eggnog, and cream. USDA caves to food industry. Pressures approved 3 toxic meat preservatives. Yeah, I had to take a breath. Because I want to know how you're feeling about this. Now, you know you can call me, 1-877-932-9766, and you can tell me how you're feeling about these top stories on Natural News. Hey, this is Libby. How welcome. I have somebody with me, I believe. All right. Well, I know that that'll get taken care of shortly. This is what I want to include you in. Over the week. Who's with me on This is Libby? I see you're there. All right. I see you're there. It'll get taken care of. This is what I want to do. I want to know how you feel about this. Over the weekend, I had an opportunity to ask people how they were feeling. A little bit of frustration going on. So I asked them again. I said, well, tell me what's frustrating you. It's the inequities of everything. You know, Talktainment Radio has wonderful hosts who have wonderful programs that will address all your issues. However, when it comes to This is Libby, I want to know how you're feeling about your health situation. What I want to do is be sure that I can address that thing that may be bothering you. This is your opportunity to say so. You know, I was very concerned about some of these articles, but there was one that touched my heart. And I want you to know that that thing touched my heart so deeply, I had to share it with you. It's an article that came out December 29, 2010. Why India has stopped giving HPV vaccines, okay? And it made me wonder, how deep does the rabbit hole go? I think that was The Matrix, right? And here's what the article shared. And I want to share it with you. Be aware of the dangers of HPV vaccines, including Gardasil, and why India has stopped this. The medical examinations or the experiments on children and adolescents, those were the words were at the top. You know, this HPV vaccine is given because that virus is the most common of the families of viruses, and it's sexually transmitted. Okay, it's an infection. Take a deep breath. There's a reason for this. It's got an alarming piece of information here that reached way down in me and made me wonder, what else are they doing to us? You see, it said that India halts the vaccine trials after 6 girls died. This was in Natural News. You can go to Natural News, Google it, and see for yourself. There are numerous articles on this incident. It says that the U.S. does nothing in response to 67 deaths and counting. And then the article says, why vaccinations harm children. As you go down, I want you to know that these references are here for you. I want you to know that you can be informed simply by somebody letting you know they exist. There was one article that said 40 reasons why you should never vaccinate infants. There was an article that said ethical violations of HPV vaccination trials in India. That was the name of the article. And then it went further down. I want to share a little bit of that with you. One, it said the children selected to participate in the project were from four social groups. They were all poor economic groups. And it was administered to 14,000 girls aged 10 to 14. The paperwork that they had to sign or have signed was in English. The parents of the children in the schools, you know, when you send your child out to a school, you lose your rights to that child, according to the article. And so they weren't informed about what was going on with their children. The false information was given to the parents. They were under the impression that there was one thing going on, when actually this was an experimental trial for their children. Then the trial was not revealed. You know, we get our children inoculations for our babies at about age 6 weeks old. Doesn't it make you wonder? This is Libby talking now. This is Libby asking you your feelings and how you're thinking about this thing. Because one of my grands, at about 6 weeks old, had to be taken into the doctor's office for a series of shots. There were a total of five put in his little thigh. And I had to take a look at that and say, whoa, wait a minute. You know, I remember when we had to get inoculations as well. But then I started thinking, autism has gone up, and childhood behaviors have gone up, and things that we didn't really see a lot of when I was coming up. I'm 61. But I didn't see some of the stuff that's going on with our children today. Is it possible that some of these things are affecting our children? So I continue to read this article, and then there are some others that I'll share with you that may give you an idea as to why I feel the way I do. I'm a little nervous about this thing. Something as simple as the metal that they put in our children's teeth. Well, metals are toxic. So my question would be, why would you do that? Why would you put metal in my teeth? Why would you do that, knowing, and that's where rubber meets the road. Why would you put something in me that you know is toxic for me on a daily basis? Some of us carry this metal in our teeth all our lives, from the time they put it in till they put the body in the ground or cremate it. That metal is there constantly leaching out into your system. Your body is created in such a wonderful way that it cleanses itself. Remember, we had a conversation about how the body actually turns itself over up to a 10-year period, being the bones, so that it's constantly doing that spring cleaning, as we called it. However, we're constantly being bombarded with toxic substances for our bodies. Aren't you glad? Aren't you so glad that you're created so magnificently? However, on a constant basis, not just a here and there kind of thing, your body is stressed to some degree, because not only are you giving yourself toxic substances, known and unknown, but you are also in a constant state of repair. That's why whenever I want to be with you here, I want to make sure you overstand that your situation is something you have to pay a lot of attention to. Now listen to this. Grady Pettigrew talks about law and business for everyday living. Key facts heard Thursdays exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. I wanted to share that with you as well. He's one of our wonderful hosts, and you might need some of his information after some of the information I share with you. You know, this article on naturalnews.com also says that India halts HPV vaccine trials after six girls die, and the U.S. does nothing to respond to 67 deaths and counting. The horrors caused by Merck and Company's Gardasil vaccine and GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, Cervarix vaccine continue as six young girls recently died from shots during an experimental Indian trial. The two human papillomavirus and vaccines have been implicated in at least 67 deaths in the U.S. Now note this. The vaccines, and this is not the quote now, this is a note I wrote. The vaccines are marked as preventative against cervical cancer and genital warts. So it's important for us to acknowledge that these things exist. However, that which we are being given to negate it is putting us in jeopardy. There was also a following article, Natural News. The UK physicians push HPV vaccines on gay men and young boys. Interesting, isn't it? But according to the article, the UK's saying that it's a warning because the boys are given the vaccine, because the girls who receive the vaccine after that may become infected because their partner's vaccine wore off. Boys, 10 years old, girls, 10 years old. Now it makes Libby wonder, what's a 10-year-old girl doing? What makes a 10-year-old child actively involved in sex? Now that would take us into another talk show host here at Talk Damon Radio. And she might be able to explain that to her some, Libby. Her name would be Eartha Jallo. She's getting down to earth. She's good, too. This is something that I might have to talk with her about, because as I continue to read, as I continue to become more and more informed, I just thought, you know what? There's times when I absolutely need some help. I'm going to ask her, and I want to invite you to do that as well. There was a little more, because there are articles that are related to this subject, and I just simply want to share them with you. Because if I can get you to think about what might be going on with the vaccinations that your children are getting, do you really know what's in there? Do they tell you every substance that's put in there? Is it in writing? Or are you giving them a piece of paper that says, well, if something happens, we're not responsible? Be aware that if this is a worldwide thing, it's not just India. There are other articles for other cultures. However, it just seems to me that those cultures are my color and darker, you know, or economically they all resemble each other in some form. And there's a form of deception as well. Hey, you're with This Is Libby. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. It's happy to hear you with us here at the table. You've heard so far what I've been saying.
I have, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
You know, as sad as it may seem to have all of these young children having to be vaccinated for such things as sexually transmitted diseases and such, whether it's here in the States or overseas in Germany or wherever it may be, but the bottom line to it all, to me, everything starts at home. Mm-hmm. So that preventative medication, if you really look at the statistics of the amount of young women that are losing their virginity, it seems earlier each year it gets a little bit younger and a little younger to lose their virginity, and young men experimenting with intimacy. So as a preventative measure, I guess it gets to the point where the government says, okay, you know, let's do something, because clearly the parents are not trying to really do anything or get serious and get their teeth to the grindstone with their children on what to and not to do. So many parents say, oh, I'm concerned about my children being out there and what they're susceptible to, but you can't sugarcoat things for your children nowadays. You know, a long time ago, and my great-grandmother would tell me stories of her growing up, they didn't sugarcoat things. And these days, everybody sugarcoats. So when your children get out there in the world doesn't sugarcoat for them.
Tell me, give me one example of sugarcoating. Because I see we have somebody who wants to join us, and I'm welcoming you now. Tell me, what is sugarcoating?
Sugarcoating is if your child asks you, where do babies come from? And you say, oh, the stork brings it in a beautiful diaper hanging from its beak. That's sugarcoating.
There are many storks that have been shot before they made their delivery. You could give me a second here. Hey, you're with This is Libby. Who am I talking with?
Hi, this is Miss Angie. How are you?
Well, hey there, Miss Angie. I'm good, and you know I'm glowing in the dark and the light. You've listened to my conversation so far, huh?
No, I just came on.
Oh, that's even better, because somebody else is with us. I don't remember if I got your name, and that's okay. Why don't you tell us who you are?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just say wisdom.
Wisdom. Yes, young wisdom.
Wisdom has joined us also here at the table. And she says you can't, her grandmother or great-grandmother did not sugarcoat when she told information. So give me an example of what she might have said to you.
My great-grandmother, you know, when I asked that question of, oh, where do babies come from?
Yes.
Or what is sex? You know, that question always comes up with young girls. What is sex? Because you see it so much on television. You hear that word so much on the radio. Everywhere you go, you hear sex, sex, sex. You see sexual things. So eventually those young children start saying, what is that? And one day I asked my great-grandmother, I said, you know, Grandma, we called her Mama. I said, Mama, what is sex? And she said, honey, sex is when you're kissing and you're rubbing, and that's something that only a husband and wife should do. And she didn't get off into the gruesome details.
No, she did not.
But she kept it there, and that was enough. Mm-hmm. That was enough. And it was enough for me to the point where I didn't have a child until I was grown.
Okay.
You know, I didn't do the things that the young children do now until I was grown. So that was enough for me. So that's my point of these parents. They think so much that it's backwards. It's really cute for these children now.
So, Miss Angie, how do you feel about wisdom's conversation here? She gave a ruler for a standard from her.
Well, catch me up on what you guys are really talking about. I came in on just the sugarcoating.
Well, here, it's as simple as this. My heart was actually pulled because I was reading information on All Natural News about the HPV vaccine being given to Indian girls from ages 10 to about 14 to the tune of about 16,000, and they were having tragic side effects to the point that some died. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Stay right there. We're going to get to the bottom of this thing on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I'm Idaho's First Lady, Lori Otter, and I want to tell you that for thousands of people who live every day with chronic pain, there is hope. Fibromyalgia and related diseases affect tens of thousands of Idahoans, and for years treatments were difficult or unavailable. But now doctors have treatments that can help relieve the pain. Join me and the American Chronic Pain Association and help manage chronic pain. For more information about how you or a loved one can go from patient to person again, Visit theacpa.org.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. I'm Libby, and you're listening to This Is Libby. And with us is Wisdom and Angie, Miss Angie. And you may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. I was speaking to you about those matters of the heart, that which touched me. And they're news articles. I think they should be shared. And Miss Angie, I think I caught you up pretty good when it came to this HPV virus and the vaccine that they're using to combat that and the negative effects of it to the tune of the death of 6 children. And I just want to know how you're feeling. Wisdom says her great-grandmother told her that's things you do when you're an adult. And don't do that. So, do you have feelings about even the wisdom she shared?
Well, I can speak to this virus. And what's interesting is even after they have showcased it, so to speak, in India, they're getting ready to do it again. This was as of May 6, 2013, that's, in Trinidad and Tobago.
That's today.
Yes. Okay. And the U.S. Supreme Court granted the drug companies immunity from this vaccine-related lawsuits because, as they said, vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. So they're sort of giving these companies a free pass to inoculate, knowing that they cause death, knowing that they cause serious injuries. There was about 700 to 800 serious reports, which 213 of them relating in permanent disabilities. And what I don't understand is, how are they getting away with this? And there are reports being taken. They're being monitored. But they seem to be doing it almost in plain sight of the public. And it's sort of like, I'm wondering where we're standing on it. You know, why there aren't more speaking up about it. Why are the companies choosing to go this route about it? And isn't it evident that we can no longer trust our governments to have safety rules in place for us?
Well, that's a good question. Wisdom, I hear you chuckling in the background. Why are you chuckling in the background?
Well, I have to agree with her. I think it's been evident for quite some time that we cannot depend on them to have safety guidelines and serious regulations for us. I mean, that we can go back years and go back decades, and there has been clear-cut evidence right there in everyone's faces. But I think everyone needs to feel like they're being protected by their government, so they keep a closed mouth, but like, you know, I was always told a closed mouth doesn't get fed properly. So I definitely do feel that we cannot depend on our government for that safety at all.
Well, because of the related articles with this one, it just continued and continued. I just want you to see how far before I even had to just stop. You know, it says, one article says, cancer is not a disease. It's a survival mechanism. And whose survival are we talking about here? See? And then there was another one as well. The mineral selenium proves itself as a powerful anti-cancer medicine. Let's stop right here for a second. If selenium is a powerful anti-cancer medicine, why aren't we using that instead of Gardasil? Why aren't we using these substances instead of the ones whose names we can't pronounce because they're so long?
Are you saying, when you say we, are you talking about the people or are you talking about government?
I'm talking about both, because it doesn't make sense to me. And I'm just, you know, this is one of those days, it's like, help a sister out. Because it makes no sense to me that...
Well, there are a lot of people who do use selenium who know. But, you know, the drug companies are invested in natural medicine. Most of the medicines on the market come from natural derivatives. However, those derivatives are played down and made to be thought of as less than. And then they're not marketed the way these things that are marketed to you as the American public and across the world. And they're marketed in such a way to people that they believe that if you don't have this, you are less than. It starts from infants all the way up to elderly. And it's a whole campaign behind it. And it is inundated in our media, in our homes, in our schools, in our institutions. It's everywhere. And people, it's like they're doing the thinking for us, and people have almost gotten away from thinking for themselves.
Okay, Wisdom, let's have it.
You know, one thing about these large companies and corporations that, even some that are unknown to us that have their foot in the door for prescription medications, everything that you deal with, from any sort of medication all the way down to the food and the ointments that you use, everything is cut in half. And it is the things that are actually beneficial for us, those natural things that are beneficial, are initially cut in half and pretty much watered down or replaced with some sort of steel alcohol or something of that nature. And you get just a tad bit. And the purpose for them doing that is to keep our costs up, but their money flow constant. If they gave you everything that would help you and cure you or heal your wounds, they would make no money. They would profit not at all. And as we all know, the government's main purpose and these corporations' main purpose is to profit. So our best interest is not in their heart. So that, therefore, our best interest has to be in our own hearts. And it's best for us to become educated for ourselves on what it is that we need to use that will help and heal us the natural way and what is best for our children.
All right, now listen to this, because what you're saying makes perfect sense. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you need help or know someone who does, please call the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-7233.